A report out of the House Task Force on Foreign Fighters is getting more attention following the Paris terror attacks. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Central New York Congressman John Katko, who is a co-chair of the group, hopes it means Washington will take some of their advice about how to best stop the flow of foreign fighters between Syria and their home countries.
The study, released in September, shows thousands of foreigners, including more than 250 Americans, joining jihadist groups overseas, especially in Syria and Iraq. And Katko says the U.S. knows of at least 50 who have returned to this country.
Now, that's a big caveat that we know of, because what we don't know. And our ability to monitor them is nowhere near as good as it should be.
So Katko hopes the White House and Congress move ahead with some of the group's recommendations, among them forcing better information sharing within the United States and internationally, and closing airline security gaps for individuals that may get radicalized by ISIS in Syria and then make their way to Europe or possibly the U.S. Katko headed back to Washington early to talk to congressional leaders about the task force findings, hoping the urgency of the political landscape following the Paris attacks moves things forward.
2 weeks ago, ISIS was still basically generally limited to Middle East and with inciting violence elsewhere. Now they're taking their game in a different direction.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.